Good evening, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper, normally coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on republicbroadcasting.org. But I'm not in Washington right now. I'm on the road. But I am here with you live this evening, which I believe is Thursday night. In any case, as I say, I am on the road, so I'm a little bit crippled. Forgive me for using that politically incorrect term. I'm a little bit challenged in as much as I don't have my computer in front of me, nor do I have a fancy clock to keep track of the time so that I can magically say we are going to a break when we're going to a break. So you're just going to have to bear with me and be patient. Be patient with the those who don't have all the golden technology that makes this internet radio possible. In any case, folks, as usual, when I'm traveling here, I don't have access to all the wondrous piles of clippings and other literature that I either bore or entertain, or both bore and entertain you with on my regular broadcast when I'm in my, I hate to call it home base of Washington, D.C. So that means tonight that I'm basically going to ask you, I know a lot of you like to call in here, and sometimes you try to call in and I never get around to you because I'm babbling. Some people actually like to listen to me babble. Others find me very boring, but be that as it may, you're stuck with me if you choose to hang on here at RBN, and I hope you do, if only to listen to somebody that comes after me. But in any case, I'm going to invite you to call in here tonight. The number, as I'm sure most of you know, is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. I don't know what's happening in the world today, although I will tell you this much. When I woke up this morning, I had CNBC on. It was on. The television was on. And all they could talk about was the fact that Barack Obama's infamous pastor, Reverend Wright, I'm going to start calling him Reverend Very, Very Wright. Reverend Wright apparently committed a horrendous sin. Reverend Wright published an article criticizing Israel in his church newsletter. My God, can you imagine that? How vicious. That's anti-Semitism. Now, of course, I know some of you out there are rushing to say, oh, no, no, it's not anti-Semitism to criticize Israel. Well, that's nice and politically correct to think that and to say that, but I'm here to tell you that if you refer to the writings and speeches of the organizations and individuals who make it their business to decide what anti-Semitism is, I'm here to tell you that even if they don't always say it directly, they certainly believe and they certainly imply that anyone who does criticize Israel is indeed anti-Semitic. They have asserted that anyone who shows sympathy toward the critics of Israel is anti-Semitic. So I think it's safe to say that whether they say it outright or not, they consider Reverend Very, Very Right to be very, very wrong because they perceive him to be anti-Semitic. So I think we're going to see a big campaign to cripple Barack Obama. And not necessarily to build up Hillary Clinton. I'm telling you, it's not going to work out that way. We're going to a break, folks. You're free to call in here, 800-313-9443.
RBN. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid. It's not an electric. Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. As I said at the beginning of the program, I don't have my computer in front of me, so I don't have my script for tonight's sponsor of the program. So I will simply say, as I have been saying, and as I would say even without the script, you need to support all the good sponsors for this network, not just those who advertise, not just those products you hear advertised on this program, but all over this network. And you know, you can also help this network by patronizing the products that are made available through republicbroadcasting.org and, of course, at Republic Trading. It's all right there on your computer, folks. I don't need to tell you how to access it. If you're on the internet, you pretty have a pretty good handle on what it's all about. You know, folks, as I was beginning the program here tonight, I was thinking, you know, as I'm talking about Reverend Very, Very Wright and the controversy surrounding the fact that he wrote these, or I should say he published a column by a critic of Israel, a column which I believe was originally published in some mainstream newspapers, a point that people seem to have ignored. You know, it occurred to me, I know there were people out there listening, maybe getting ready to turn the radio off, saying, ah, there goes Piper again. He's talking about the Jews, and he's talking about Israel and Zionism. Why doesn't he talk about the New World Order? Well, folks, when I'm talking about Zionism, when I am talking about Talmudism, which is the driving force behind Zionism, folks, I am talking about the New World Order. There's a lot of people who want you to think that the New World Order is just the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission or the Bilderberg Group or the Committee of 300, which I'm here to tell you, folks, it's going to make a lot of you mad. I don't believe that the Committee of 300 exists. I don't believe that the Committee of 300 exists, but in any case, we do know that the Council on Foreign Relations exists. We know that the Bilderberg Group exists. We know that the Trilateral Commission exists, along with a lot of other internationalist organizations which are not overtly Zionists. In fact, which may not even be Zionist at all, but they are all part of an interlocking network that reaches back to the global tentacles of the Rothschild Empire, which is the patron of Zionism. It is the primary patron of Talmudism. So when we talk about the New World Order, folks, this thing, this somewhat amorphous thing that so many good patriots are worrying about, we are talking about something that is inextricably intertwined with the issue of Zionism, with the issue of what is being done to America in the name of America through the misconduct of our, quote-unquote, our foreign policy. And this misconduct of our foreign policy goes beyond just the conduct of our policy in the Middle East. This is the problem, folks. So you must face the fact that no matter how long you have held on to the theme that the United Nations is the force for a new world order, I'm here to tell you, if it was intended to be, and I think it was at one time, it no longer is. In fact, watch John McCain very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. One of his proposals, which I do believe he first outlined in a speech before the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, but I'm sure he's spoken about it elsewhere. It's a proposal for something that he called, and this is off the top of my head, folks, something along the lines of a League of Democracies. And what that is, it's supposed to be a kind of an alternative United Nations, an entity in which democratic states, quote-unquote, and let's not argue about the definition of democracy and whether we like republics or democracies. The concept is that democratic nations, such as the United States and dear little Israel and the other nations of the West and any other nations of the world that want to play ball, will conduct precisely the kind of things that the United Nations was set up to do in a more benevolent fashion. You see, this idea is not something that was spawned by John McCain. This isn't something that John McCain dreamed up one day when he was driving around in the desert in Arizona. It's not something he dreamed up while he was flying a Navy plane. No, folks, the first time I ever heard about this alternative to the United Nations was in a book by the former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Dore Gold. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his first name right, but it's D-O-R-E, and the last name is Gold, as in gold. The former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations talked about this need for an alternative to the United Nations composed of, quote-unquote, the democracies. This has also been written about by Alexander Yaffe, an American academic, I believe, with Penn State University. He, too, has been associated with the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. tightly knit little group of people there. This concept of an alternative to the United Nations is precisely what our Zionist friends and their American lackeys, such as John McCain, are advocating. So if you're out there all thrilled by the fact that John McCain is basically saying, or effectively saying, get the U.S. out of the U.N. and the U.N. out of the U.S., don't get too excited about it, folks. It's real internationalism that he's advocating. It's the New World Order that you've been worried about. Vladimir Putin is not part of the New World Order. Vladimir Putin is standing up against the New World Order. Hugo Chavez is not part of the New World Order. He's standing up against the New World Order. The president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, is not part of the New World Order. He's standing up against the New World Order. Shall I keep going down the list of all the villains that you hear about in the mass media? Although, of course, as I mentioned before in this program, I opened up the John Birch Society's magazine about a year ago, and I saw this whole spread about Vladimir Putin. And it turned out, according to the John Birch Society magazine, Vladimir Putin is really another old communist who's out to try to foist the New World Order on us. Folks, I don't believe it. A lot of people don't believe it. And I'm not talking about liberals and internationalists and do-gooders and advocates of the New World Order. I'm talking about nationalists, American nationalists, nationalists worldwide. I'm even talking about Mark Glenn. He's written about it very effectively in the pages of American Free Press. And do check out the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. No, the rule of thumb, ladies and gentlemen, I've said it before, I'll say it again and again and again. If the mass media in this country in particular says that someone in a political realm is a villain, then you might start to think otherwise. Now, of course, there are a few politicians and public people out there who get caught committing real crimes. That's true. There are people out there who do get caught. And there's no way they can cover up for them. Things get out of control. But I tell you what, if someone is being criticized in the mass media in this country for their political views, for their political position, then you know that that person almost invariably, almost inevitably, is in fact an enemy of the New World Order. It's that simple. It's almost a rule of thumb. I see very little variation in it. So, it all comes back to what we started off with here this evening. We do see somebody being criticized in the mass media. Reverend Wright, who just happens to be, if everything is to be believed, a spiritual mentor to Barack Obama. Well, Barack Obama is in this unfortunate position of having to distance himself from the views of Reverend Wright. And it occurs to me, you know, folks, I have a lot of friends who are not in politics, who are in different walks of life. I talk on this show about my friend, the big shot lawyer. Right at the moment, I'm visiting the home of a friend of mine and his wife. They're big shot wheeler dealers. And, you know, I always tell them when I send them copies of my books, you know, don't put this on the coffee table. Because I realize I don't want to put them in a position of having to explain away their friend, who seems like a nice guy, but, oh my God, you know, he's an anti-Semite. So I understand the position Barack Obama is in. I sympathize with him. I understand what he's going through. And I think Reverend Wright's smart enough to understand it, too. All right, we're going to the break, folks. We're going to go to the callers very shortly here. Stay tuned.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, this morning, as I mentioned earlier, I was waking up to CNBC, I guess it was, where they were ranting and raving about Reverend Wright publishing this newspaper commentary that was critical of Israel, written by somebody else, published in a mainstream newspaper. I'm repeating myself here, but also I had the misfortune of seeing excerpts, extended excerpts of a speech by this miserable little punk in the White House, this horrible, horrible garbage man who illicitly assumed the presidency in the year 2000. And, you know, it just amazes me. You know, I was half asleep, and even as I was listening to this, my temptation was to crawl out of bed and grab a pen and paper and take down some of this guy's remarks. You know, I never normally consciously will listen to the emanations, the verbal emanations of this thing. But usually I read the transcripts of it, and even those things make me angry, just transcriptions, because I can hear, in the back of my mind, I can hear this man's voice. But as I say, I had the misfortune of actually listening to this guy today. The guy is such a, I don't want to use that term on the air, but let's put it this way, he's a manure spreader. I wonder how much of it he really believes. I mean, this guy is, This guy is such a liar. If there is anybody who's going to go to hell, it's George W. Bush. This guy, I won't even go on. All right, well, let's go to the calls. We'll probably be having a break coming up here, but when that break comes up, let's just go to the callers. We have Wes calling from Idaho. Wes, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Wes?
Pretty good. Maybe this Reverend Pastor Wright had potty training problems. I'm looking at this article. It's on the Internet, of course. Mortimer Ostow and his colleagues suggested that such feelings of anti-Semitism might, he was careful to use that word, be linked to troubles in toilet training. Isn't it amazing how they deflect real causes like attacks on the USS Liberty, the Lavon affair, on and on and on, 9-1-1, with potty training?
Wes, listen, you know, I'm glad you clarified that, because, you know, the average American, if they just happen to have tuned in here and heard you say that,
yeah,
and heard me chuckle in response, they would say, oh, isn't that terrible? Listen to the vulgar things that this Wes from Idaho is saying. You know, but for those who have tuned in here for the first time, we've joked about it on this program since I originally talked about it. In fact, I believe on Monday or one of the days this week, Jim from Texas called in and brought it up. The fact is that there is a very prominent and highly respected Jewish psychiatrist who asserted in a book, this is a guy you've just cited in his obituary in the New York Times, that anyone who is quote-unquote anti-Semitic, and of course we know that includes people who are critics of Israel, these people had problems in potty training as children. Now, Wes, that is a shocker to the normal average American who accidentally tuned in to Republic Broadcasting tonight. But they can check it out for themselves. This is the kind of thing, as you correctly point out, if I come up and say, well, I don't like the way Israel attacked the USS Liberty, people will say, oh, well, Michael Collins Piper is an anti-Semite. He must have had poor potty training as a child.
Right.
Or if you criticized some other aspect of Israel's behavior, they'll say, well, he's an anti-Semite. He must have had poor potty training. Now, that's sick.
That's really
something right out of the Talmud.
They really go for such functions the other end of the rear end of the body.
Wes, do me a favor. I want people out there to grab their pencil and paper.
Yeah.
Give them a moment here. And I want you to give the name of that psychiatrist who we're talking about here.
Dr. Mortimer Ostow.
Okay, and Mortimer is spelled how?
Mortimer.
Okay.
And Ostow is Ostow.
And I guarantee you that anybody who puts that name into Google, along with the term anti-Semitism, will find precisely this information.
Oh, I found it without the name. I just Googled anti-Semitism and toilet training, and boom, it was right there.
No kidding. Absolutely.
That was right there.
Absolutely amazing. You see, like I say, that's why whenever people will criticize me for talking about the subject of Israel and Zionism and so forth, you know, all you got to do to show really what devilry is involved on the part of Israel and its advocates is to just refer to this psychiatrist and again, this is the thing that has to be emphasized, Wes. This psychiatrist we're talking about is not some nutcase.
Yeah, doctor.
This guy isn't some crank. This guy isn't some alternative theorist. This guy is a highly regarded psychiatrist.
Yeah, he's got 3 or 4 degrees.
Oh yeah. So this is the thing, you know. Instead of dealing directly with realities, and the perfect example, the inescapable example of the USS Liberty, right there. I mean, we can speculate all we want And I, of course, believe that Israel was involved in 9-1-1. I believe that Israel was the prime orchestrator. But we know for a fact that Israel did the USS Liberty. All right, Wes, hang on for the break here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember that. Look it up for yourself. Anti-Semitism and toilet training. And don't be mad at me for talking about it on the air. You need to know about how these lunatic Zionists think. And they are lunatics, ladies and gentlemen. They are lunatics.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. We're taking phone calls. Yeah, we have Wes aboard from Idaho. Yeah. Wes, I'd like to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
You bet.
Tell me something. When did you become aware, or how did you become aware, of this scourge of Talmudic Zionism and the role that it plays in the New World Order?
Well, it was nearly 30 years ago. I went and heard a guy named Dwayne Woods over in Western Washington talk about the income tax, the Constitution, and our Christian heritage. He didn't really come out with anything at all about the Jews, but he suggested I read the Spotlight newspaper. And I read it, and I saw that word Zionism, and I didn't really know at that time know what it meant, but I knew it was very important, the way it was, you know, the context of it. And I started reading other things, answering some advertisements in the back of the newspaper, and what really hit me when I found out about the Holocaust. I got some information mailed to me. I didn't know exactly who I'd gotten it from, when I'd mailed for it, but it wasn't printed on the fanciest paper. I think it came from The Truth at Last. But I can recall walking around in a cold sweat, you know, pacing the floor and wondering, what does this all mean? What how could the people have been lied to so great as this? And I decided to find out for myself. I could see it would be easily proven or disproven. So I started reading some books, and then after a couple of years, I got Michael Hoffman's book on a trial in Canada.
Right, right. And, good book. Yeah, I wrote a review of that for the Spotlight one time. Yeah.
And one of the Jews that testified at the trial up there said he could tell by the color of the smoke what ethnicity of Jew they were burning that day. And when I read that, it just all, you know, tumbled over, broke over, you know, it was laughs after then. I realized that it was all a big hoax. I mean, if this is the kind of testimony, very similar to this potty training thing, you know.
Oh, absolutely. That's a perfect analogy. You're absolutely right, Wes.
And I just recently did a little research on some of the Holocaust testimony, and it's just absolutely positively absurd. I mean, this one Jew is saying that the Germans found out that women burn better than men, so they used the women for kindling. And then there's this other Jew saying they threw...
Wes, you know, now this is interesting. You know, again, I just laughed at this, you know, but I'm telling you, Wes, that if there are people out there listening to this program for the first time, who are not tuned into a lot of these subjects, they are probably absolutely outraged that you have said that there are people who claimed that women burned better than men, or vice versa.
So they used women for kindling.
Yeah, okay, well, you see, when you say something like that, the average person listening to this says, oh, my God, can you believe what this guy Wes from Idaho said? But the fact is, Wes, these are the kind of things that pop up time and time again in all of this literature surrounding the Holocaust, but the average person doesn't know this. Now, to the listeners out there right now who think that this conversation is inappropriate or it's offensive to Jewish people because it's raising questions about the Holocaust, I'm here to ask you right now, do you believe it is true that different people of different races produce different smoke when they are put in furnaces to be cremated?
Well, first of all, when you cremate somebody properly, there's no smoke. But second of all, no, you're not going to be able to tell where those people were born or what religion they had or what, you know, that's just preposterous, absurd. I mean, a figment of a real twisted imagination.
Well, that's exactly what it is, and you know, that's the problem. That's the problem with all the legends surrounding that tragic time that is generally known as the Holocaust, because a lot of people did die. Certainly, millions were uprooted from their homes.
Yes.
I think the equivalent, and this, of course, will upset many Americans, particularly those who were upset by Reverend Wright's remarks, but what the Germans did to the Jews in Germany and in the countries that they occupied in Europe was precisely what the American government did to the Japanese Americans in this country. There is absolutely no difference whatsoever.
The Americans treated the Japanese worse than the Germans treated the Jews.
Well, you know, and here on this program, I read from the writings of American journalist Gus Russo, who never had a reputation of being an anti-Semite. In his book, Supermob, he detailed how the assets of the Japanese Americans that had been seized by the U.S. government were sold off by the official government agency that was in charge of administering those assets. They were sold off at pennies on the dollar by a Jewish gentleman named David Bazelon, who was connected to the Jewish organized crime syndicate in this country. We're talking about vast amounts of real estate, including farms. Yeah. We're talking about banks. We're talking about bank accounts of people who were taken into custody during World War II here in the United States, and Jewish organized crime syndicate figures grabbed control of it after World War II. So, why don't we hear about this?
The Japanese lived in much worse conditions than they did in Germany and Poland for as far as housing and food and mail services and such. The Japanese were much worse off. But I don't want to take the whole thing up here. I want to object to the guys you had on there last week that were saying that the banks loan. The banks don't loan. All they do is monetize a person's promissory note. All they do, they've got to have that signature. It's just a entry on an accountant's form, and they tag on usury increase, which is the perpetual debt that we find ourselves under. And
that's an interest. You're absolutely right about that. You know, our guests were talking kind of in a general sense there, but what you've just said is absolutely correct. We're not talking old-fashioned loans like you loan your next-door neighbor a cup of sugar. No, it's something else entirely different.
Where you go into the vault and pull out something. No, it's actually those Federal Reserve notes, promissory notes, are actually created when it takes a real live person to put wet ink on a signature or a promissory note. But the thing is, they don't create the it's not created the increase, the usury, so it's perpetual debt. You borrow or you put $10,000 promissory notes, say, into circulation when you go get a car, and you promise to pay back, let's just say, $1,000. Well, the $1,000 increase interest was not created, so it doesn't exist. So you really just agreed to the impossible. I mean, when you spread it across the whole country, eventually the bankers are going to own everything. And
well, you just put your finger on something right there, too, because it goes much better than, quote-unquote, I should say it goes much bigger than, quote-unquote, loans to individuals. It involves putting the entire country
yes,
in hock.
Bonds.
It's really funny, when you were talking, not funny, interesting, reminiscent, I should say, when you were talking about the first time you ever saw the Spotlight newspaper,
yeah.
I remember the first time I ever saw the Spotlight,
yeah.
And I opened it up. I thought I had written for a sample copy of it, and I thought it was very, very interesting. But I came to this article about the Federal Reserve System. And I said, now what in the hell do they have a problem with the Federal Reserve System? You know, I thought, like, what's this all about? And, I started reading the article, and it didn't quite make sense to me.
Right, at first.
But it takes a while. It takes a while before you start looking at these things, and ultimately you come to realize that so many things that don't appear to be connected are, in fact, connected.
You need to hear it from other sources, like Eustace Mullins was a guy that I read in the early days, and of course he substantiated everything that the Spotlight was saying. So, but the thing about this banking, it's the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto is to have a centralized bank, and they have a monopoly on the creation and control of this credit.
Oh, well, it's no coincidence that if you look at the history of Bolshevism, the Bolshevik elements were financing. Now there were certain German elements that had an interest in financing Bolshevism for geopolitical purposes. They wanted to basically screw up Russia and get the Russians out of World War I. But in the bigger picture, if you look at it very carefully, you will find that the Rothschild family and their international associates played an instrumental role in financing the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can even find that there were Russian nationalist revolutionaries who were of socialist orientation who candidly spoke about the fact that the hardline Bolsheviks were in fact being financed by the Rothschilds. This is something that the legitimate Russians knew about. You know, these were Russians who may have had problems with the Tsarist system, who may have wanted some sort of quote-unquote democratic reform. I mean, you know, no one everywhere is always happy all the time. So, you know, you're going to have you know, different criticisms coming from different perspectives. But that was recognized at the time, that Jewish international money was behind the Bolshevik Revolution precisely because of a Jewish agenda. And that's what people don't like to talk about.
Filthy rich people financing a revolution for supposedly equal distribution of the wealth. The word pharmacy, you know that it comes from the Greek word pharmakia?
I didn't know that. I know it now.
Really? Really? Didn't know that? Well,
no.
The word pharmacy, our word pharmacy, comes from the word pharmakia. You look it up, it's Greek, and it means poison, witchcraft, sorcery. And the thing I wanted to ask you, Michael, was, is there any kind of connection? The word Pharisee is right next to it in the Greek dictionary.
You know, that's very, very interesting. I've never been much at, what's the word, there's a word for people who have a knowledge about the meaning and origin of words. I've always been interested in it.
Etymologist?
But
I don't know. Is
it entomologist?
I don't know.
Well, whatever it is, I've always been interested in the meanings and origins of words, but I've never been an expert on it. That's a very interesting question. We're going to have to get Mark Glenn to look that one up.
It's from the word sorcery in the book of Revelation. I think it's verse 18 and chapter 18 and chapter 21. In any case, the word sorcery, when you go into a Strong's Concordance, it goes to the word pharmakia, which means witchcraft, the sorcery, poison.
Well, let's put it this way. I'll tell you what, I'd be willing to bet you 50 cents there is a connection.
Yeah, I'd say.
Hey, listen, Wes, I really enjoyed talking to you. I got to move on, though.
Kevin McDonald, 100 book that covers the times that Jews were kicked out of countries in the world.
Wait, say that again. I missed that. What did you say?
I was looking for a book that would cover the 100 times that Jews have been expelled from countries in the world.
That material is out there. In fact, I'll tell you what, my understanding is the Barnes Review has put together that list, and it's going to be run in the Barnes Review in a forthcoming issue.
Coming up, all right. Professor Kevin McDonald, do you know him?
Oh, yeah, I don't know him personally, but I know who he is.
Yeah, you ought to interview him. Last but not least, Orange County Freedom Law. Can you comment on that? Coming up, you're going to be a speaker?
I'm going to be there this weekend. I'm glad you brought that up. That's going to be at the Radisson Hotel in Newport Beach.
Okay, I'll let you take
I'll be there speaking on Saturday morning. All right, Wes, good talking to you. All right, let's go to Jim from Texas. Jim's been out there waiting patiently. Jim, come on up. Oh, we don't have Jim from Texas. We have Steve in Illinois. Let's bring Steve up.
Yes, Michael, I didn't call about the Tam Tam shortage for Passover. Listen up. This year Obama vote, that's like an O.J. verdict. I disagree with a lot of people out there. You know, you talk about the 1960s, and I'm talking about the Black Berets running around, heavily armed running around. These guys are just not white guys in Negro skin. This very reverend right,
mm-hmm.
He's over there making comments like apartheid Rome and lynching Italian style. And now I'm Polish and German and British, and I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute, this guy's got a whole hit parade of ethnic groups that he's going through.
I saw some of that today.
Yeah, and the thing is, this is nothing but a black power grab, and I read in the Newsweek that that Obama has been had a fascination with Malcolm X-Ray, and he read that book during the 60s, and I remember seeing the book where this guy who was just a hardened ex-convict was secreting a gun in the small of his back, and the Detroit cops came and trying to from law and order, as George Wallace would say. Let's talk 40 years ago, because I was at a George Wallace rally. You go back 30 years, I go 40. And I know these people are a direct physical threat.
Well, you know, I tell you what, if Barack Obama becomes president, I don't think you need to worry about the blacks taking over the United States. Now, you might not like that rhetoric, because hang on there, Steve.
Okay.
All right, folks, we're going to a break. Stay tuned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. Just to let you know, I probably will not be on the air live tomorrow night, depending on what my travel schedule is. Anyway, we have Steve from Chicago here. Now, Steve, here's the point I'm trying to emphasize regarding Reverend Wright, Barack Obama's controversial pastor. My point is that, you know, we may not like all of what he says, and he certainly says stuff in a very colorful way, no pun intended. But here's the thing. The only reason we are even hearing about it is because the powers that be want us to hear about it. the people who control the media have made it possible for you to know about it. And it doesn't sound like, to me, that they are working to advance a black power takeover of the United States. Rather, it sounds to me like they are trying to cripple Barack Obama's presidential campaign. So that should raise in our minds the question, why? Because we know that for years, the mass media in this country has crammed integration down our throats. We know that the mass media has crammed the concept that, oh, we're all alike, there's no differences, down our throats. The mass media has engaged in a relentless war against white culture and European heritage in this country. So why all of a sudden have they become concerned about an outspoken black nationalist whose influence extends no further than a small church in Chicago?
Well, the situation is, why did they play up this Hillary Clinton telling the good story? It was a good anecdote. Okay, so she told the story. Why did they do that?
Well, again, it's the same thing. Why are they doing it? Because they have an agenda. The mass media has an agenda in this country, and it's amazing how they can make people jump. Well, I've been saying again, and you know, it's funny, more and more people are telling me privately that all of a sudden they're beginning to see the logic in what I've been saying for so long, and people were laughing at me and saying, oh, that's crazy. They don't want either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee. So for the next few weeks, you're going to see both of them dumped on by the mass media in this country. You're going to see a deadlock, and I'm here to tell you, I could be proven wrong on this, Steve, but I don't think I'm going to be. Somebody else is going to come out of that Democratic Party as the nominee, and neither Hillary nor Obama. So don't worry about a black power takeover in this country. I'm more worried about the people who control this country now continuing to control the country, because they're the people that need to be overthrown. They're the people that need to be dislodged. They're the people. We've got to take their media out of their hands. We've got to take the banks out of their hands. We've got to take this country back. And I'll tell you what, we're not going to be able to do it unless we all stand together on this and look at the big picture.
Well, the problem I have, like in 67, I was in the middle of fighting the Black Panthers. They break a chair leg off, and then they come after you with a chair leg. Now, it's all right to have all these remote abstractions, but when somebody's bearing down on you with a chair leg, a broken-off chair leg, you don't have that
on
your mind.
You know, I tell you what, if a Black Panther tried to come after me with a chair leg, I'd shoot him with a shotgun. Yeah. But I tell you what, the Black Panthers aren't trying to take the country over. We need to worry about the people who are in control of the country. They're the ones that we need to take the shotguns after. Because they've got more than broken bottles and chair legs to fight us.
Well, I say you can't wash a Negro white.
I'll let
you go.
All right, Steve. Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't see you tomorrow night, we'll see you Monday. In any case, take care. Stay tuned to RBN.
Once upon